Now, while they're in better shape than everybody else, and there's no getting around it, they are in better shape than everybody else. It still has to be something they have to sit down and not take for granted. Now, everybody was down. I mean, the NFL, its regular season, while being down, believe it or not, was actually in better shape than almost everybody else. And everybody else is aching to have 96.4 million viewers. I mean, everybody's aching to have that. So there's no getting around it. But the rating was 38.2. You know the last time they had a rating that low was Super Bowl III, when the Jets beat the Colts. They had a 36 rating. It's only the seventh Super Bowl with less than a 40 rating. Now the streaming numbers are up. That's fine. And the streaming numbers were up 65%. But it wasn't enough to close the gap. It wasn't enough to get them to a million. When you look at what other sports did on the comeback, the NBA, for example, the finals were down 51% over a year ago. The World Series was down 30%. Now, the Masters, again, at a time of the year you don't expect it, was down 48%. So that's not a surprise. College football was down some. Once the Blue Bloods got going, it closed the gap. I think college football was down 10%, but the college football playoff was down to its lowest level ever. Why? Why? Why is everybody... Now, Stanley Cup was at a different time of the year. NBA was at a different time of the year. But guess what? A 51% drop? You're playing those games in the middle of the week. You aren't playing them on Saturday and Sunday. So it's not going to be NFL competition. Part of it, without question, is the lack of atmosphere at these games. There's no getting around it. The lack of atmosphere. I mean, look, you know, last night's the Breslin Center. Penn State's playing Michigan State. That place is always, always hopping. All the time. Well, last night, there's nobody there. Nobody. And it just, even on TV, it feels different. But there are other, factors, too, that are playing into this. Some of it's time of the year. But there's a couple things that that the NFL is going to sit back and say, why is this happening? Have we done something? Are we doing something that's turning off our fan base? Are we doing multiple things that are turning off our fan base? What is it? And now you have something, a new phenomenon that's about to hit the NFL that has, in part, I think, not helped the NBA. You're getting the players now who are getting very bold about demanding trades and picking the spot they want to play in. We've seen that in the NBA over and over again. And now we're seeing it with Deshaun Watson, and we might be seeing it with Russell Wilson. These guys were thrilled beyond words to sign their no-trade contracts. It was a big part for both of them to have no-trade contracts. Now, in a short period of time, they both want to be traded. Well, do you think that that lights up the fans? And there's more to it than that. We all know it, too.